We're very lucky to have Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. World-class entertainment comes there. And This Friday. Bellator MMA 262 will be there, and we have one of the headlining fighters on the phone right now, Denise Kielholz. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
You're one hell of a fighter. I'm really honored to talk to you.
I'm scared, actually.
No, you don't have to be scared. I only use violence in a cage.
Good. I'm rooting for you. Is that true? You only use violence in a cage? Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, for sure. Seriously. I never ever fight behind my sports or after each dojo. I'm not a really violent girl.
And okay, but you've
honestly,
thought about
I'm
it.
I'm really like.
You thought about it, right? Like in traffic,
right? Someone cuts you off.
Oh my God! I will choke hold this person.
I could hurt this person 9 different ways this Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about it, but it was not something that I really did, you know, because then I have a real problem.
Yeah, then you can't work anymore, right?
Exactly, right.
I'm guessing there's a policy against that.
No, then it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Then it's over. So, no, I don't do it after. I only do it in the cage.
So, AJ, Denise on Friday is fighting for the world title.
Nice. There you go.
Of the flyweight.
Just give it to her.
World championship.
It's yours. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your opponent, no slouch, undefeated, Velasquez.
Oh.
And she's tall, got a long reach. How do you feel about this?
Well, I'm used to have a like to fight girls with a long reach, you know. I'm not that small, but I'm I have like almost 60 fights in kickboxing because I'm a 6 world champion in kickboxing. So I'm used to fight taller girls. No, I don't even know how to fight my own size or my
that's
own
good.
Length, you know. So that's something that I'm just used to that.
Yeah, Kate Jackson was very similar.
Yes.
Like you, she was not the actress.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels?
She took on Charlie's Angels. Actually, all three.
Right, that was an easy fight, though. She's in her 70s now.
Right. But Kate Jackson, she was tall, had a long reach, just like Velasquez.
Yeah, so, he is. And I fought maybe in my kickboxing career, I fought even taller girls. So Kate Jackson was still a small girl in comparing to all the other girls that I fought, you know. So the size doesn't really matter for me.
Denise Kielholz is on Bellator MMA 262 happening Friday at Mohegan Sun. This is very exciting. She's fighting for the world championship.
Yep, she's going to get it.
So she's fighting an undefeated fighter. Does that kind of get in the back of your head? Is that a little bit of a problem?
No, I know that everyone is beatable, you know, and even if you are an undefeated fighter, I know that everyone can get that, like, to get beaten. So for me, that's not even like I think about the record, you know, and also something that in the past was everything that's happened in the past. I see now the future, and the future is this Friday. So I don't compare things in the past because I also have my kickboxing record, like, 55 fights and 3 losses and 0 draws. So, you know, if I compare it to this MMA is such a different thing. And if I also can compare and judge Juliana because she's undefeated, that makes me a weaker fighter, you know.
Well,
and
no one thought Mike Tyson was going down.
Right.
It was a shock.
Yeah. Exactly
so right. It happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what is your strategy?
Yeah.
You seem like if I'm her, I do not want to get into a thing on the mat with you. You have this choke move
right.
that people seem to want to tap out immediately
right.
on.
Like, okay, I'm good. I'm good.
You'll try to move good. A little bit. Right. I can't. You know what? I kind of like breathing.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to tap out over here.
Right. Yeah, you don't mind.
But then you also have a great right, too. So is your strategy to get her down on the mat?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you just have a strategy. Just go in and we will see what happens. But I know that I will take the best out of myself and the best out of Denise Kielholz that will show in that cage this Friday. So that's the only thing I know. And if it's going down, going to the ground, for me, it doesn't care. It's going to be my night.
Oh, man.
The next morning, he's going to be trying to wrap. Ow, I hurt here. Ow, I hurt here.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Oh, my foot.
She's prepared for that, though.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'd be afraid to kick someone in the face and cut my foot on their teeth, you know?
Protect the feet.
Yeah, protect the feet. Yeah, protect everything. Like your hands have to be like the first protection that you have. Like, yeah, keep your hands up. That's the number one rule when you enter that cage.
How hard is that when you're going 25 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
it's going to be a long road, but you know, it's going to be a fun road. And I love this journey and I love every second out of it. So I don't see it as something that takes or take too long. I just enjoy every minute of that I now in my journey are in.
Now, what do? You visualize the win? How do you mentally prepare yourself?
Visualizing is all about visualizing. I train really hard in this fight camp. In Holland, I train with a lot of good guys with my head coach, Bob Schreiber, who's also an MMA legend. So he has his fighting style. He brings it perfectly over to me. And all this fight camp, I fight. I give it my all, from my toes to my heart to everything that I have in my body. I give it my all, and that's all going to come out this Friday. So I know what's worth it. I know what I was doing for this fight. So that makes me mentally very strong.
Now, what do you want to do? Do you want to go long? You want to keep it going long? Or do you want to end this fast?
Well, if I can choose from the two of that, I will choose it for the fast one then.
Yeah, like she falls into your fist and gets knocked out.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That was amazing. Yeah. She trips. It's Conor McGregor. Oh, my leg! Yeah.
What are you worrying about coming from her?
Well, she's a good fighter, you know. She well, like we already saying that she's undefeated, and she's not for something that she's still undefeated. So she's a really good fighter, kickboxer. She has good hits. She's tall for her division. She's a southpaw, so she has also some good traits. But I also see some holes in her fight game.
Good.
And I think that she never faced a girl like me in that cage. So that's going to be the big difference.
That's the difference.
There you go.
You have the eye of the tiger?
The eye of the tiger, yeah.
Is the Rocky movie like your favorite fight movie?
Yeah, for sure. When I was younger, I think that before I fought, I just have all the five or six Rocky movies, and I watched them all, the five or six of them, the whole week. So Rocky was for sure an inspiring movie for me in my younger years.
So today's Wednesday, and then you're fighting Friday night. When do you start? Are you training hard today, tomorrow, or when do you start relaxing? How does that, what are the next few days like for you?
Yeah, do you relax?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already relaxing, or the hard part is done, and that was in Holland in my fight camp. And when we show here, it's just some patchwork, just a little bit of movement, but not too hard because the hard work is already done. So today I will train a little bit, and then tomorrow the weigh-in. And then maybe a little bit of training, and then Friday, fight day.
Denise Kielholz is on, and she'll be at Mohegan Sun Friday, fighting at Bellator MMA 262, headline fight. She's fighting for the world championship, flyweight, going up against Velasquez, who's undefeated until Friday night.
Right.
And she'll be hitting the mat face first.
Right.
And then I want you to grab the mic as soon as that happens. Says, yeah, Chaz and AJ!
That's for you!
That's for you!
You want to write that down.
I will do that. Yeah. I will do
Very
that.
Good.
Yeah. I will remember.
And then do you have a pre-fight ritual before you go out?
No, not really. Just focus, just with my team and focusing and visualizing. And yeah, everything that just is about that night, that about that moment. So it's all about visualizing, eating, resting, and just take the belt home.
Yeah, I'll be paying my ass off.
What's your walkout song?
Take the belt.
My walkout song is Rihanna.
Oh, there you go.
My life. Yes. Triana fan here.
The hokey pokey would be a lot funnier.
That doesn't seem like it.
Put your left foot in.
I'm not going to be intimidated by Rihanna.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Maybe you changed the song. That right. would freak her out, no?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
This is not Rihanna?
Yeah, that will be really cool. Like, this, like that will be a dream. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Oh, come on to happy.
Yeah.
Because she's happy.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying something opposite.
Something opposite, right. So you're like, what the hell is this? She's coming to happy.
Yeah, this isn't
she's
very
not
scary.
Intimidated at all.
Did you watch the McGregor fight?
Yes, I watch it. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, I'm a fan of both. I'm a fan of McGregor. I'm a fan of Dustin. And yeah, I thought how the whole world is just watching that fight, that's already a big accomplishment in MMA, you know, from Africa to Tokyo to in Holland, everyone will watch this fight live. So I think for the sport, that's already an accomplishment. And about the fight between those two, yeah, Dustin is just a warrior, you know. And you see, after all those pressures and all the trash talk, you see how we handle it. And the only thing you can handle is in this sport is with your hands or with a victory, you know. And, yeah, if you speak too loud, that doesn't help you for in this sport to win or to get like, the win over yourself. So, yeah, Dustin is just amazing how we handle that pressure and how we just get the win again. So all the respect for Dustin, but also for Conor, you know, because yeah, that man, he makes his sport also really good and really famous for everyone. So everyone is talking about this.
And next time it's good luck and I break a leg.
yeah. And then he break his leg, you know, and then I think it's still a little bit funny that, break a leg and then he's still, you know, saying things of, this was not the stoppage. This was not the stoppage. So,
well, that seemed like the brilliant, wacko move, but brilliant move to start promoting the next fight while you're still on the mat.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Like you just lost and you're promoting the next fight with this guy.
Yep.
I notice women fighters, though, they're so much classier. And as soon as there's an announcement from the judges, there's hugs.
Yeah, how do you
it's
do that?
It's a real appreciation. Right. Respect.
You just beat my ass.
Yeah.
You want to slip one in, uppercut. Right.
Whoa, got your back.
Yeah, you're out. I'll take the belt.
Yeah, but that's martial art. The first thing that you learn with martial art is respect. You know, you know what you both have done to stand on that spot. So after that, the last bell goes, it's all about respect. I can't even imagine that I didn't have respect for my opponent after the fight. So, yeah, that's our sport. That's why this sport is so beautiful. You can, like, kick each other's ass, and then after that, you can have all the respect that you have because you both know what you've been through, you know? So that makes this sport even more spectacular than other sports, I think.
Well, you're right, and you're such a great fighter. It's your time now, so go in there
thank
and do
you.
It. Do it Friday night.
I will. Thank you. I will.
All right, and then you have to come back on Monday and talk to us as champion.
Okay, for sure. We're going after this fight. We're going to New York with the team, and I'm really looking forward to see New York, and then for sure we're going to talk again on Monday, and we'll talk how I get the win from Juliana Filosa this Friday.
Very good. Denise Kielholz fighting Bellator MMA 262 Friday, Mohegan Sun. She's fighting for the world championship, and she will win.
Yep.
And it's good luck, by the way.
Yes. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. Thank you for the conversation, guys. Thank you, everything.
Absolutely.
And have a nice day.
You too.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.